AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. FEMA officials say workers had to stop door-to-door visits in hurricane-damaged parts of western North Carolina because of threats. It involves misinformation about hurricane relief. This is FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
It's heartbreaking to see words or acts of hatred toward anyone, let alone federal responders who are here to help people in this critical time.
The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office says it received a call about a man with an assault rifle who commented about possibly harming FEMA employees in the North Carolina mountains. The man was later arrested and charged with a misdemeanor. Vice President Kamala Harris will appear at a town hall style event in Detroit, hosted by Charlemagne the God, in a push to get the black male vote. Former President Donald Trump will be at a Fox News Channel town hall featuring an all-female audience in Georgia. Two pandas from China are now in the U.S., headed to Washington's National Zoo.
11 months after the zoo sent three wildly popular pandas back to China, a new pair of three-year-old giant pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, have arrived at Dulles International Airport in suburban Virginia. A statement from the China Wildlife Conservation Association reads, "Food prepared for the trip includes cornbread, bamboo, and carrots, as well as water and medicine." Adding, the partnership between China and the U.S. will make new contributions in protecting global biodiversity and enhance the friendship of the people from the two nations. It's unclear exactly when the bears will arrive in Washington, but there will likely be an extended quarantine period before they're introduced to the public. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
The Agriculture Department is launching an internal investigation into how the agency handled reports of serious problems tied to a deadly listeria outbreak at a Boar's Head deli meat plant in Virginia. At least 10 people died. This is AP News. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill to try to prevent gas prices from spiking.
He says the oil industry has been raking in unprecedented profits because it can. Filling up the tank costs more in California than anywhere else in the nation because of taxes and environmental regulations. The average price for regular unleaded in the state is $4.67 a gallon today, compared to the national average of $3.20, according to the AAA. Critics say this new law could unintentionally raise overall gas prices and threaten the safety of workers by giving the state more oversight over refinery maintenance schedules. Some argue that delaying necessary maintenance could lead to accidents. I'm Rita Foley.
Sources tell the AP disgruntled Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Davante Adams has been traded to the New York Jets. A reunion with former Green Bay teammate Aaron Rodgers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.